The BBC has uncovered evidence that 22,000 black and mostly Democratic Party voters were excluded from the electoral rolls in Florida during the American presidential election. It's alleged that this was done by the private company which compiled the rolls. The question is, was this a regrettable accident?
The difficult questions are, did Governor Jeb Bush, his Secretary of State Katherine Harris, and her Director of Elections Clayton Roberts know they had wrongly barred 22,000 black Democrat voters before the elections? After the elections, did they use their powers to prevent the counting of yet another 20,000 votes for Al Gore? The Democrats say the answers are yes and yes. In Palm Beach, America's privileged nurse their tans and their anger.
Well, I thought I voted for Al Gore, but unfortunately I voted for Pat Buchanan.
In all, Palm Beach voting machines misread 27,000 ballots. Jeb Bush's Secretary of State, Katherine Harris, stopped them counting these votes by hand. She did the same to Gadsden, one of Florida's blackest, poorest, and most Democrat counties, where machines failed to count one in eight ballots. Again, Harris stopped the hand count. This alone cost Gore another 700 votes in an election in which Harris declared George Bush winner by only 537 votes. Harris was a busy woman, in charge of Florida's vote count and co-chair of Bush's presidential campaign.
Had she really been unbiased, wouldn't the appropriate actions for her to be to say, let's really get to the bottom of this election and let's make sure every vote is counted?
Party Chairman Bob Poe remains bitter about this.
Jeb Bush, Katherine Harris, Clay Roberts did absolutely everything that they could to stop every legitimate count of the vote. And that's what did us in.
All fingers point to the Jeb Bush crew in Tallahassee. Investigators want to break through the iron shutters.
Even if investigators conclude that Jeb Bush and the Republicans conspired to steal this election, the man in that house for the next 4 years will be George W. Bush.
That report by Greg Pallast.